This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, between the football talk, the hockey talk, the pit talk,
and
everything else,
talk.
Well, we haven't gotten enough time, or we haven't had enough time to get into Andrew Heaney coming to the Pirates. This was a fairly significant move. This is a legit starting pitcher. Again, a one-year deal, so they still haven't signed a multi-year free agent since, what, 2016 or 17, something like that?
Ivan Nova.
So what do we make of this? They bring him in. He's obviously going to be in your rotation, probably after or with, certainly after Skeens, Keller, then I might slot him in along with Jones, and then who? Probably Falter. What does this mean? I couldn't help but wonder if it means or makes one of their other starters, either somebody in the rotation or one of their many prospects, more available in a trade, suddenly available in a trade, more palatable to make a trade.
I read it like you read it. And this is, they didn't need to do this. I thought Oviedo was a guy who eventually would be up there. They have guys who can be your fifth starter, if that's what it is. They decided they bring him in and fine. And yeah, he's had some success, but his overall ERA is typical what you would expect from someone the Pirates would be interested in on a one-year deal. Not all that great, but he's an innings eater, you know, similar to Bailey Falter. And that's always a good thing. But what does it mean? To me, it has to mean that you're going to try to do something to really enhance your offense, which doesn't have a lot of firepower in it. You need that. You need to have somebody other than O'Neill Cruz and Brian Reynolds hitting the ball. That's about it. So I think this could be something in advance of a trade. At least I hope so. And I'm to the point now where you have all these prospects. If you have to trade some of them, trade some of them. You're trying to win now. The window is Skeens. That's how I look at everything here for the next 4 years. You have Paul Skeens. You know at some point you won't. Do everything you can now, which is why this offseason has been disappointing.
I'm with you there. I mean, the ERA, it's not horrible.
It's not great.
It's legit. It's legit number three starter stuff. I mean, he's a very legitimate starter.
Okay.
You know, you didn't bring in a superstar, but you brought in a guy who I think most teams would like to have in their rotation.
Well, then why was he available when he was available?
Good question. Why do you think?
Because nobody wanted him. I mean, I don't know how else to answer that.
I mean, he looks like he played for Texas and was very good for them 2 years ago and pretty good for them last year.
I'm not going to downplay
that. He's just a leftover guy.
He's a leftover
but a legit
journeyman
starter
kind of guy,
yes,
who can be in your starting rotation as a 3-4-5.
Well, that brings up the question. Would you make a deal with Keller, Jones, or one of the young guys? And if you want a hot take, Bob, I talked to this man to my left, the city dweller, before the show.
Austin Bechtold.
About how this might affect Bubba Chandler, because it would appear to make it less of a chance that Chandler would come north with the team. And when will Chandler be here? And my feeling is, if Bubba Chandler is one of your best guys, it's time to win. Let's go north with him. But this is what the Limitless Wonder says. And now he enters the conversation. Please.
I would personally keep Bubba Chandler in the minor leagues until late May, early June, because I think their starting rotation is a strength. I like the starters that they have. I don't think there's a weakness there. And I would rather the Pirates retain a year of service time with Bubba Chandler than call him up like Jared Jones on opening day.
I disagree with every syllable and half syllable you just said.
And quarter syllable. Go
and
ahead,
Joe does
I just,
too.
Go
again,
ahead,
my whole premise with the Pirates is Paul Skeens' era and his window. That's all I'm looking at.
Yes.
Because if it, eventually when he's gone, you're going to get back to where they always are. I would do everything in my power to come up with bats here. I think they're in a division that's not going to be outrageously good. I think they have an opportunity to compete in it. If not for the division, certainly with a wild card. I'm assuming that means if they go out and get some bats. They need bats. So to me, I'm doing everything I can right here, right now. And if it means he comes up now and plays, so be it. I got to figure out ways to get bats, though. And I think Ben Cherington so far hasn't come up with enough good examples of getting bats. Tommy Pham is not my example of an upgrade. So
Limits, your answer? I mean, you're a big Pirate fan. If he blows people away in spring training, I just don't know. It's time.
Well,
and
last
year, you have a small window here. I don't care anymore about saving a year, 6 years from now, on Bubba Chandler. What good does that do me now?
Well, I mean, I think about it this way. Last year, Jared Jones, it was such a necessity that they needed him in the starting rotation, because the year before, it was literally Oviedo and Keller. They had two starters, and Oviedo was hurt. Like, last year's rotation desperately needed somebody like Jared Jones to start it off. This year, I mean, Bubba Chandler is going to be a star.
Yeah, but using that philosophy that you just threw out, they should not have brought up Jared Jones, even if he was ready. You know, they're trying to always wait, start clocks late. I'm to the point where the clock is already, to me, we're
Let's
on
go.
Daylight savings
Let's
time
go.
Here. And I want to go back.
And this guy has a chance to be a star.
Yes, he does.
See,
how about if he has a great, like we asked Andrew Destin this about Henry Davis. If he hits the cover off the ball, he should be on the roster right now. Because they don't have a lot of bats who are capable of doing that. We'll see what it means.
I feel like, and it's what the Cubs did with Chris Bryant, and it might have been seen as just wrong in the moment or whatever it was, but Chicago still got another year out of a guy that was an MVP because they kept him in the minors for 2 weeks. You want to do that with Bubba Chandler? Yeah. I would have did the exact same thing with Jared Jones. I was okay with him on the start opening roster.
2 weeks is different than 2 months, though.
Whatever it might be. Three weeks, 2 weeks, I don't care. I would rather have that year of service.
You said May or June.
I did, late May, early June, even if it's then. It would not be middle of June. Middle of June, then I draw a line. He's got to be up here. But I would much rather have him ready and have another year of service time than anything else.
You're talking about 8 starts for him in April and May.
Yeah.
8 or 9 starts. I'm not willing to just give that up. I'm not. Why isn't Heaney appearing, Bob, with the ERA leaders from last year? He made 31 starts, and I don't see his name in here.
What was his ERA last year?
4.28, which would have been...
That's why.
No, it's not. That would have been better
than...
Well,
we've gotten to the point where 4.28 is looked at as wonderful pitching. Not in my book.
I mean, Mitch Keller was 4.25. He's the same as Mitch Keller and
exactly.
Charlie Morton. I just don't understand why he's not listed here.
Well, I don't know why, but maybe not enough innings? Although
no,
he had a lot of innings,
he had 31 starts, right?
Yeah, I thought so.
Maybe it's a mistake, Bob, and I apologize for taking your time.
No, but I am on the same page as you with this. I want to see something now. I don't want to keep waiting and pushing, and then you're going to push Paul Skeens right out the door. The question then becomes, how long does he actually stay here? How long is Paul Skeens? Because they will not let it get to the point where they're going to just let him go for nothing. They will have to trade him at some point. When is that point?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I want them to come north with their best baseball team.
Yes, me
period.
Too. Whatever that may be. And don't stop trying to improve it. Go out and look.
And I would absolutely consider trading anybody on the team but Paul Skeens. Anybody. Any one of my pitchers. I would trade to get a correlating bat in here. In other words, if you trade a guy with electric talent who is a young pitcher like Jared Jones, then I would want a guy who has electric talent as a 23-year-old batter. You got to give to get.
Might be in their minor league system, not yet ready to come up. But if you cite somebody
right.
who is good enough and it's a high prospect, do it.
Or Mitch Keller, a just sort of a below all-star level but still good player who's still in his 20s, I believe, his late 20s. Give me a hitter like that. I mean, they have this surplus of pitching. And then there's also, you know, doesn't it just figure that the Pirates' strength in 2025 is starting pitching at a time in history when it's never been less valuable? Right, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, most guys do not go deeper than six innings. And so it puts a heavy emphasis on a bullpen. And that's mostly self-inflicted decisions. I sometimes think these guys are more than capable of going, but they don't do it anymore. It's become the managerial way of doing stuff. To me, I think Paul Skeens should go as long as he wants to go this year. If he's cruising along at 7-8 innings,
so do I.
Just let him go.
So do I. Who was it we had on earlier? Destiny's Child was talking about Skeens and how long he can go into games, and they want to protect him a little bit. I don't really want to protect him. I don't want anything malicious to happen, but he wants to pitch.
Right.
I have a short window with him before he goes to somebody for probably $500 million, and I'm going to get the most out of him. And the way I get the most out of him is 7, 8, and 9 innings. He strikes me as the kind of guy who can handle that. So let's go here. 7, 8, or 9 innings. Do you agree with that, Limitless Wonder?
I'd be completely fine with that, yes. He's capable of doing that. Like, with Skeens, there should be no restrictions, no chains on him.
What are you protecting him for, the Yankees?
That's what I mean. There's only so many years here, and it's not going to change. They're not going to, and it's a shame. I would like them to be able to say, hey, we're going to pony up for this guy.
I think the opposite should happen than what maybe Andrew was intimating, which was you got these young pitchers, man, you got to protect them. And again, I'm not saying you go out of your way to like completely overwork them to the point where it's dangerous. But I'm pushing it with those guys. They're my best chance to win. You know, if Jared Jones is pitching a great game like he was last year when they took him out after 57 pitches.
Yeah, that was a little bit much. And if that happens
let's
again,
go here.
Year two, that should not happen again.
No. Let's utilize that. Let's go. And I think Bubba Chandler, if he's one of your best five, and I think he will be this spring, put him in your rotation, Bob. If you gotta space out with like a spot starter like a Bailey Falter, I mean, can we agree that Bailey Falter may have maxed out for about 4 months last year?
I liked what he did, and I hope he can continue what he did because he gives you a nice little option on the left-handed side.
I know, but in his last 9 starts, what was his ERA?
Not
six
good.
Or seven?
Not good. But you can make the same claim for Mitch Keller.
Well, I know. I make that claim every year. But wouldn't you rather have Bailey Falter as a spot starter, long relief? You're going to have injuries. Why does he have to start in your rotation?
Because he's lefty.
Here were his ERAs, by the way. The great Bailey Falter. In June, 5.63. In 2 starts in July, 4.91. In August, 6.53. And in September, 4.5. I mean, Bob, he came up and had a couple really good months, and that was pretty much it. What are we doing here? Bailey Falter or Bubba Chandler?
Yeah, if that goes beyond Bubba Chandler. If any of those other guys down there is ready to go, I'm bringing them up now. I know they're not going to do it. I know they're not going to go out and sign anyone in free agency to multi-years and spend hundreds of millions of dollars. But, I mean, I don't know how you change the dynamic of where this thing is going.
How do you feel about that twinner circle?
Yeah, I don't know. It's the whole thing is just difficult for me at this point. And
is Bailey Falter a guy here?
He's a fifth starter. And maybe he needs their fourth and he's their fifth,
and
whatever.
You give him 2 months over Bubba Chandler when you're trying to win.
I just feel like the service time is more important, and it's just unfortunate that that's the reality that we live in.
Why, and I mean this respectfully, are you hung up on what might happen in 2031 with Bubba Chandler? He'd probably be traded by then anyway.
Yeah, but you still have an extra year that you're able to use for whatever you get back, or I don't know.
I want these eight starts now. That's my whole point. Use these guys now.
Window's open, baby. Let's go through it.
The window is open.
And if you don't, you're just going to continue to kick everything down the road with the same old narrative, the same old results.
I was looking at the lineups in the NL Central. Theirs is the worst.
By far.
By far. There's at least three that are way better than them. But they may have a pitching advantage. They may. They certainly do with Skeens.
But
they
again,
may rotation-wise.
All that will mean you're going to be in one-run games, which will force Derek Sutton to believe he has to go to the bullpen a lot for matchups.
Or he might go to his bench where he'll find Adam Frazier and who else?
Adam Frazier can't make the team, can he?
Yeah, of course he's going to make the team. Him and Ron Cook's son, Billy. And who else is coming off the bench? The human rain delay? Are they kidding me?
No, he's still there. He got an
RBI can't wait
yesterday.
To see opening day who their bench is, what their bench is.
Jiwon Bae will be on it somewhere, probably.
No, Bae won't be on it.
You don't think so?
Who will? Give me their bench.
Henry Davis.
He's not going to be on the team.
He's going to be on the
team. I think he will be.
I think he
will. And
won't
if he's
be.
On the team, he should play somewhere.
Okay, so you have a guy who had more strikeouts.
Okay, you got to believe that at some point he's going to make adjustments and get better, right?
No.
Have to. You don't think that? Are you going to call him a bust right now?
No. But is he a guy who's reliable? I think he should play.
But if
I'm looking down my bench and I see Henry Davis in game one, I'm not feeling great.
He was the number one overall pick. What makes you think he can't get back?
Different question. I think he could.
Okay. Well, if
he could at some point.
He has a nice spring. Hits the ball like crazy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's on your bench.
He
you
hits
feel
the ball like crazy every spring, Bob. And then he goes to Indy and plays right. Roger Maris. And then he comes up here and he's Brian Bixler.
So what do you want to do then? Not use him at all?
I didn't
you're
say that.
You're basically calling
I
him
said,
a bust.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
So far, he has been.
Okay, but you're not willing.
I don't
willing,
know what he's going to do.
But
I'm
you
talking,
just say if he's on the bench, you're going to be mad.
No, I'm going to not feel great about my chances of getting a hit. Now, who else would be on your bench?
Who do you think will be on their bench?
The human rain delay?
I think Davis is going to be on the bench and Delay will be in the minors. Jared Triolo.
They don't have any more options on Delay, do they?
I believe they don't. If not, they'll just DFA him, and he'll end up clearing waivers anyway. Palacios is going to end up on their bench as their fourth outfielder. And then probably either Cook or York, one of the guys that have versatility, they could bounce around.
That bench stinks.
Yeah, and that's assuming that like Derek Hall or Stewart ends up being their first baseman.
Hall and Oates.
With Horwitz out.
Do you know how many first basemen they've gone through over the last
horrible,
like, how many years?
Horrible.
23. Gourmet the Owl reported it
23.
As 23.
So are they going to continue to do this? That's my
apparently,
Vlad, that's
yes.
my Vlad Guerrero take. That's why I'm tired of watching that, because they're spending more and more money on people who don't make a difference. Isn't
and that's
that,
why
isn't that wasting money if you're a small market?
Yes.
Right? Isn't that doing it the wrong way?
Yes. I'd rather, I don't know if you
I'd
said
rather
this.
Spend it on one guy.
So would I.
Make it a good guy
yes.
and say that's it.
Was just going to say that, Bob, and quote you or whoever else has been saying that. I'd rather spend the money on one guy than have 18 different guys who can play 18 different positions. How about one guy who's a good hitter who plays one position limits? Could we get to that at some point?
Pete Alonso would have been my guy. $20 million, stick him at first
That's
base.
That's very doable, $20 million.
Very doable.
And if they're not, then get out of the game. You know, I mean, come on. At some point, you have to do what you got to do.
This is a disaster. It's going to be Joey Bart catching. Okay. DJ Stewart at first. Nick Gonzalez at second. A shortstop who can't play shortstop. A permanently injured third baseman. A center fielder who's a shortstop. A right fielder who's a left fielder. And a left fielder who's washed up. And a crap bench, Bob.
But this, you know, again, okay, whoever's at first base. DJ Stewart, you say? Or Spencer Horwitz? And then they had, who do they have? Colin Moran. They had... Connor Joe. Well, didn't they?
Rowdy.
Yes.
Will Craig, Carlos Santana and his orchestra, Alfonso Rivas, Yoshi Sasuku.
Carl Malden. You remember the rundown with Will Craig between first and home ball?
The Kaleidopes.